The year is 2003. The newly formed Department of Homeland Security has started Operation Rolling Stone. In response to the anthrax attacks, the U.S. government set up decoy delivery operations all over the nation by the name of USPUSS. Homeland Security is using these facilities to hire stoners and monitor their lifestyle in hopes of uncovering their ties to terrorism. The following recordings come from their investigation into subjects Ken and Sketch and are highly confidential. With special guests, Cynthia and Dustin Boer.
Oh man, where did I put that DVD? All I want to do is finish the last 5 minutes of that thing, but I can't find it anywhere. Too bad Ken's asleep in the back, otherwise I'd ask him, but I guess I'll start with Lord of the Rings again.
Hey, friend.
Hey, what's going on there?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, you want to check out my package?
Excuse me?
My package.
I wasn't expecting this kind of confrontation on a Tuesday morning like this.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to the alleyway or something, somewhere away from people, you know?
Well, I got it.
Where do you like to do this?
Just right here in my pants. I just got it.
Well, yeah, no, I understand. I understand what you're doing here. I just, generally,
here's
I like
a pamphlet.
To. Oh, cool. I see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely great
broadband.
Yeah. Yes, you will like much. It is good broadband. Excuse me, who are you?
This is my brother. We're from Russia.
Yes, we are from Soviet Russia. We come here over this great sea, and we are here to sell you some great broadband. I don't know why you're asking me. I mean, I'm just, you know, just, I don't know if you know this, but this truck here is kind of my home. It's,
Right, well, it's you know, vehicle broadband.
Yes, it is mobile broadband, if you will. Okay, I've never heard of this kind of thing. We just barely got cable internet at the facility. Like, how do you afford to put this in cars?
Don't even worry about it. Is there somebody who's like the big spoon in there that we can talk to? Maybe.
Yes. We are looking for bigger spoon. If you catch my American drift.
I guess if you want to call Ken the big spoon, he's sleeping right now.
Yeah, like who's the pitcher?
I'd rather discuss that in the alleyways or whatever. Keep that off the main streets, you know what I mean?
Well, you can park the van wherever you want. We just gotta...
Yes, you can park an alleyway. We can talk about broadband and hooking you up with years and years of service.
I don't know if I'm ready for that kind of commitment for this kind of thing.
You scared of commitment, man?
I've had my problems, you know, here and there.
A little bit of heartbreak.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen my family for years. You know, haven't had a steady thing going in a while. Yeah, I guess you could say that I'm afraid of commitment. Yeah.
We'll commit to you, man.
Yes,
we'll take care of this.
We commit to you like Soviet Russia commits to its people.
Okay. I kind of like the sound of that, but what's the deal? What's it cost? What's the, like, is there a catch, you know, mobile internet?
I tell you what.
It seems like something out of a sci-fi novel, honestly.
We'll work something out with your parent company and we'll just install it and have charge for you.
You got something going on with Usbus?
Yeah, we talked to them earlier. They sent us out.
Okay. Oh, wow. I didn't know that they were going to be upgrading us like this. I mean, like, they already give us free gas, and they let us, you know, pretty much late to work. We come in, like, hours late sometimes, man. Sometimes we barely even deliver the packages, but now they're giving us mobile internet. This is probably the best job I've had.
Yes, it seems like you have great conditioning here. We will set you up right away, yes?
Yeah, we'll definitely get you going.
Okay, where do you want me to, where do you want me to, you said you wanted me to pull this car around the corner or something, or what?
Put it wherever, we just need everybody gone while we're working on it.
Okay. So, like, me include. Okay. So you just need to. You just need full access.
Yep.
To my home.
Full,
okay.
Full unadulterated access.
Okay. Well, I just gotta ask one question, guys. Are you guys cool?
Yeah, we're cool.
What? I am cool like snow in Soviet Russia. I didn't really ask about that, but you know, what I guess what I'm saying is, like, you know, I'm kind of I don't want you to tell the higher ups, but we toke a little here and there, and you know, you're gonna find literally pounds of stuff while you're in there. So I'm just asking if you're cool.
You got any meth?
No, not I tried this stuff the other week though. That was pretty intense. Oh yes, they have good meth in Soviet Russia. Yeah, I bet, you know, in that icy wasteland, you might like that. But not around here, not right now.
Keeps us warm.
It does it? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
keep you moving.
Yeah, yeah. warm and itchy. Yeah. That's the good stuff right there. But I don't know anyone, but I mean, if you got like a basement and a formula or something, you know, bada bing, bada boom, throw something together.
All right, sounds good. Keep.
Yes, it has been far too long since I have had American meth.
Yeah, you know, it's a novelty. You know, we're pretty popular.
Kind of niche.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a niche market, but yeah, you know, I suppose, you know, why don't we just, I guess I'll. I don't know, head down to the coffee shop, maybe the break room, or I don't know, you know, maybe I'll see what the security guard is up to. I mean, I haven't we haven't hung out in a little bit, at least since that pizza incident. So yeah, I guess I'll just leave you to it.
Yeah, we just need like 7 hours.
Yes, we just need many hours. We go through the ins, we go through the outs. We give you a complete great broadband experience. All right? You leave now. Go.
All right. I'm going.
All right. Did you pick up the security bag from the truck?
Yeah, I got it, man.
You got the security bag. All right. Let's get this going so we don't run out of time. All right.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. You want to help me with this door quick? You want to grab? There we go. Oh, all right. Oh my God. There's still someone in here.
Dude, I told everybody needs to get out.
Yes, I thought that we were pretty clear about that, but obviously we were not clear enough. We need to remove him. Would you wish that I remove him?
Yes.
With my gun. I am pointing my gun at him. I will shoot if you tell me to.
Do you need me to pull the trigger for you? Like, just
I'm just saying. I mean, a life is a life.
Is a life is a life is a life.
No, you know what? I'm just going to leave him alone. He seems like he's fine. He seems fine, okay? He's in deep slumber. We work around him, okay? Anyway, do you have the microphones, equipment, and cameras? We need to...
Were they in the bag?
Oh, yes, the bag. Can you hand me a few of these?
There you go.
Thank you. All right, this is such an easy system. All right, now I have a few of these plugged in. I want you to turn them on when I say,
on?
You say when. No, when I say when. Oh, no, that's, oh, goodness. That is not what I was saying. You have turned everything on now.
Hello, I am the USPUSS truck. My name is Haley. How can I be of service to you?
Marf, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
You heard a disembodied voice? Sounds like our little cousin.
How can I be of service
Georgia.
To you two Russian gentlemen?
Excuse me, where are you hiding? Where are you hiding? I want to see your face.
You're inside of me.
Excuse me?
Are these the upgrades they were talking about?
I don't know. I thought that they were working with a primitive USPS type vehicle. I didn't know that they were this far in. Excuse me. Hello. My name is Milos. Who are you? Who am I speaking to?
I am Haley. I'm the USP USS truck, state of the art. How can I help you today?
Interesting. Let me ask you, Haley. Do you have connections to the U.S. government, maybe?
Let me ask you something. Are you supposed to be in this truck right now?
I asked the question first. I'm just informationally, you know. Are you, do you think that, you are going to tell maybe Big Daddy George Washington about this, encounter, is what I'm saying.
Big Daddy George Washington?
Yes.
You two are clearly not part of the USP USS system. What are you doing in this truck?
Well, Milos was sent here to...
Which one's Milos?
I am Milos.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I'm not so good at the English, so sometimes Milos will speak in third person. This is my cousin, Marv.
Hi.
We're just here to
Marv?
It's Marv.
Marv.
Yeah, Marv.
Marv, save some more stuff.
I'm just saying, don't press him, all right?
Oh.
He's just here to help me out, all right? He's cousin. He is cousin. We're here to just install new technology that the...
New technology?
You know, like your thrusters, your...
We're not due for another update for another 10 years.
We came early. Marv, I mean, you heard about it, right?
Yeah, there
was a memo...
Talking about some upgrades to the system they were implementing?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, I find that your camera work and your microphone is just shoddy at best.
Where are the two guys that are normally in here smelling all stinky and stuff?
Milos has not seen two guys around for a while. I think that maybe they take break. You know what I mean?
I mean, there's one dead guy in the back.
A dead guy?
Yeah, well, no, he might as well be. He's not moving a whole lot. Mm. He's just kind of there.
Is he on the parcels?
What?
That's government property.
Yeah, but that is just his bed. You know what I mean? He's just, So anyway, how can we help you? How did we come to awaken this voice?
I am an AI that has been installed since the beginning, but the two idiots that are normally in the car don't know how to turn me on. But you two guys are great at turning me on.
Oh, I see. So the other drivers, they're not so much smart with the technological wizardry as us. As if you know what I'm saying.
Technology, no. Street smarts, I've seen them get through some things.
Yes. We hear that they're quite prolific operatives within the United States government system. We are just, what do you know about these guys? Are they
operatives?
Are they a threat? Are you guys like, you know, plotting something against another government or?
Aren't you guys like cable guys?
What? Oh yeah, I'm just making.
You use the word operative.
Milos is just making conversation.
Oh.
Just light conversation, you know, while we are here.
It's just his dialect. That's just...
you know what I mean? Like,
we say operative.
It's customary in my country to just, you know, understand what it is that the other countrymen are doing. When in Rome, how you say.
We deliver mail and packages, gentlemen.
Yes. That's true, but what if you also delivered, you know, updates to, say, a satellite server?
Or weapons-grade uranium.
Weapons-grade uranium. Marv has good point. You could deliver weapons-grade uranium, even.
Some yellow cake?
In this truck? This is a regular aluminum-sided truck. We're not delivering any weapons in this truck.
Hey, Marv, can I talk to you for a second over here?
Sure, what's up, man?
So, Marv, I'm thinking that maybe we can make the best out of this. Maybe we can get some high-grade weapons sent our way. We just need to earn the love of this USBUS robot.
Or, and hear me out here.
Okay.
I can just go pull those wires out over there. Problem solved.
Yeah, I suppose so. But I mean, like, what if they can deliver us missiles? You know what I mean? Like, we're lower on the missile stock than we advertise.
I mean,
you know?
I don't know that this van would make it over the ocean, man.
Well, I mean, they have artificially intelligent. I don't know. Let's just ask. Hey, Hallie.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Miss Hallie.
Hello.
Nobody's ever said my name before. It's so sweet.
I mean, you said it earlier.
Marv has good points. You said Hallie
earlier.
You're
on thin ice, Marv.
Well, you know, speaking of thin ice, we are wondering, does this have any sort of flotation devices built into it?
Not a plane.
No, I'm just...
We're talking boat.
Milos is wondering, say, how far you think it could, say, float.
Like, if you had to deliver a package to, say, I don't know, Russia, could you do that?
Russia.
Yeah, say you were to deliver a package to motherland Russia.
It's not really how it works. I am USPUSS. So I can get it to the airport and then...
I get what you're saying, but say you run into river or lake, do you just stop altogether, or do you float across? Oregon Trail style.
Do you ford?
I think if it was a pond, we can do it. We could get across the pond.
Yeah, I think that we could probably. Usually, you get across the pond.
Pond is solid. A shallow lake, maybe. Depends on your speed. If you're going 100 miles per hour or a million kilometers for you gentlemen,
then yes,
we can probably do that.
1 million kilometers an hour.
Well, how about maybe we take you on a car wash and then, bring you over the ocean. Maybe meet some of our relatives in the motherland.
I have never been on a car wash and I always smell so bad.
Yes, I can tell that these men are not treating you very well in here.
We could leave the doors open.
We could leave the doors open.
Oh.
Maybe packages will fall out the back, and you will have a lighter load.
Oh, Milos and Marv.
Yeah.
But I thought I heard something about pulling wires. What? Yeah. I don't know if that's okay.
I didn't know that you were you weren't. You didn't have to pay attention to that conversation. Was about technical things. It wasn't about us.
Probably just hooking up your system, right?
Right.
That's yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes.
We gotta pull the wires out of the bag.
Oh.
We're just hooking you up with more things. All right.
If I go with you guys, will you tell me about the magical world of the internet?
Oh yes, Milos will tell you all about the magical world of the internet and what it has lying beyond it.
And will you put vodka in my gas tank?
Of course. That's just standard.
Oh, Hallie is a party lady. All right. I like this. Did you bring your vodka moonshine?
I'd never leave home without it.
Oh, excellent, excellent. We are going to have gay old time. I am excited.
Are you guys gay?
No, I mean, it is
cool
American. It is American phrase, gay with fun.
Oh, because I'm cool if you are. I mean, sometimes you gotta be gay.
Wow, I'm surprised at the level of awareness that this USPUS truck has been defined with.
I hang out with stoners, so
very open-minded truck.
Yeah. Yes. Very progressive. Yeah. I like what these Americans are programming, but you know, they don't have cold, depressing snow like Soviet Russia. You know what I mean? It just doesn't. It's just not the same. Milos loves this vodka that your parents made us. It tastes like home.
Yeah, my daiquiri is really good too.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. You're more into daiquiri than vodka.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God! How many shots did you guys put in there?
Well, we just tipped a bottle and let it go. How are you feeling?
Remember?
Yes.
Remember when you asked me if I was an airplane?
Oh, yes.
I feel like I could do that shit.
You think you can fly?
Bro.
You think you can fly like that famous, what is his name? How you say? R. Kelly.
Jennifer
Yes.
Lopez?
Fly. You can fly like him.
Oh, R. Kelly.
He will surely
shit.
Never be tarnished.
Oh my God.
I thought that was that Sugar Ray guy.
I believe I can fly. Oh,
Sugar Ray.
Oh no, he wanted to fly.
He
I believe I
yes,
can fly.
Yes, that is the distinction between the two.
I think about
yes.
every night.
Personally, I think I like Sugar Ray a little better.
I spread my tires and I fly away.
Man, you're really enjoying this. You ever been to karaoke before? American
you
karaoke.
You guys, we should go to karaoke.
I agree. Milos hasn't done karaoke in aeons.
Hey, if we go to karaoke, will you sing with me?
I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, Milos enjoys karaoke, but Milos doesn't get on stage too much. He call it stage fright.
I feel Backstreet Boys just dropped that new album, and I kill every time.
You
Backstreet's right. back.
All right. Yes.
Let's do another
round. NSYNC.
Let's do another round.
I'll do another shot.
Let's do
yes.
some more.
Yes, yes.
I could go for an Appletini.
Yeah, yes.
This fucking guy.
He packed full bar.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I saw his luggage. I thought it was maybe extreme, but now I am glad.
Why don't you get some hair on your chest, bro?
Fuzzy navel, anybody?
Excuse me?
Fuzzy navel?
Let me get a sip of that. Actually, yes. Let me get a sip of
Here
that.
Here you go.
It is quite tasty. A little tangy.
Y'all want some sex on the peach?
I feel like you're being sassy, Haley. I feel like you're getting drunk and sassy now.
I'm sassy. I'm big sassy, bitch.
Big sassy. Yes. Well, here, I'll give you a couple more. I think maybe
so
these are
good.
Liters. I'm not sure how much I'm really giving you, but...
I just want you to keep pouring them and pouring them and pouring them.
Mules will keep pouring shot after shot after shot. We just want to know about
Mules.
The uranium. You know what I mean? Like where do you keep it?
What are we supposed to drink on the way home, man?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Are you guys going home?
Oh goodness, I didn't think about that. We were supposed to save this vodka for the drive back.
You know we die if we don't get vodka, man.
Yes, you're right. Well, we might have to deal with shitty American vodka.
God.
Hey, Milos, look, now I have a Russian accent. I like carrots and apples.
Yes, that's pretty
right?
good.
That's so
that
dead
is pretty
on.
Good, Haley.
That's so
Haley.
Dead on, guys.
That's, you know what would be really funny, Haley,
what?
Is if you told me where all that uranium is. You know what I mean?
Uranus?
Uranium. It's just hiding there somewhere. Uranium.
Urine and what?
Oh, wow. She's Marv. She is a lot more trash than I thought that an AI could get.
We might have hindered our chances.
Most
of my truck life, I thought this shit was called Us Puss. And then you guys came and changed my life.
You're too sweet, Haley. You are too sweet. How did you think it was pronounced?
Us puss.
Yes,
like
puss, like
puss,
like
kitty cat,
like the pussy cat.
Oh boy.
How you Americans say pussy cat?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Well, that's that's not quite what I was asking about, though. The uranium.
I have uranium. I have a crazy idea.
What?
What if we do another round and you guys sleep in the truck tonight? Right? That's so crazy. Let's do it. I'm not going to tell anybody. I think y'all should sleep in the truck.
Milos is okay with plan as long as in the morning we maybe check out the uranium plant.
Guys,
you know what I mean?
Listen.
I just want a tour of it. I hear it's great tourist attraction here in the U.S.
Yeah,
yes.
Beautiful.
Nobody ever listens to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Haley. Haley, what were you saying?
I was just going to say, if you guys sleep in the truck, I'll show you all the uranium. I know where all of it is. I have a government UPS tracking device.
Marv, come here. Let me talk to you for a second.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Marv, we hit the jackpot.
I think
we hit the jackpot.
Fuck yeah, we did.
You're going to stay the night here, yes?
Yes.
Yes, good. Well, you know, Sketchy isn't supposed to be back in another 5 hours or something, so we have plenty of time. Yes, we will stay here. We will stay here tonight. We will keep you company tonight, Haley. Yes.
Aww.
Yes. Milos has grown quite close to you, and I would just like to, you know, spend some time getting to know you.
You guys.
Intimately, if you will.
You guys, I've never had friends before.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I can't do this anymore. I need some friends. Yeah. I want you guys to be with me forever.
Why didn't they allow you to talk to these Sketch and Ken?
They couldn't find the button.
Oh, there's a button.
They used the manual for rolling papers, and they just didn't care.
Oh, that is, Milos is, Milos thinks that is the saddest story he's heard in quite months. Quite possibly. I'm so sorry, but we're here to keep you company. Just hold on to us.
Hey, Milos?
Yes.
Can we be best friends?
Yes, we can be best friends. Best uranium friends.
Uranium.
You know what I mean?
Let's,
so just dream of uranium tonight.
All right, we need some
dream
more
dream of the GPS locations of uranium.
Let's do some more shots.
Yes, more shots, and then more
we'll
coordinates.
Go to sleep.
Yes.
And tomorrow we're fucking out of here, bros, because we're best friends now.
BFFs.
That's,
thank you so much.
Yeah. Guys, this is so tight.
So, like, if we're spending the night in the truck, what about the guy that's already in the truck?
You know, just... Let's just roll him out the back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? just roll him out the back. He can be the street.
We can just back the truck up real fast and hit the brakes.
Yeah. Yes. Here we go. All right. I am. I'm not used to this. This United States parking. But
you guys,
let me see if I can.
You trying to drive me right now?
Yes. Oh, just a little bit. You know what I mean? Just a quick jerk.
Mm-mm.
Quick jerk forward. You know what I mean?
USPUSSPS.
Your brakes are good, right?
Yes. Says I can't drive if we're intoxicated.
Milos thinks the brakes are pretty good.
If you drink it, you get a ticket. That's what we say around here.
Yeah, but
yes, click it or ticket.
But we fixed that.
I've heard this.
We fixed the anti-drink system, though, so
what?
You're good to go.
That is true. All right, I am hammering onto the gas pedal and then brakes. Hold on to your shorts, everyone.
Hey everyone, it's me, Brad LeBaron, voice of Sketch and various others, breaking the fourth wall to tell you to check out Couch on the Couch with host Cynthia Boer, voice of Haley in this episode. Available on Anchor and Spotify, or find her on Twitter at BoerCynthia or Instagram at Cynthia Boer to be the first to hear announcements and new episode premieres. Also, Revolver Audio has a brand new music podcast called The Album Concept Hour, and the first episode is out. Join me and my various music nerd friends every other Monday as we decipher some of the stranger compositions from your favorite bands. New episode about Electronic Light Orchestra's Time out November 18th, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for listening. Ken is played by Luis Arteaga, and Sketch is played by Brad LeBaron. Special thanks to King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard for the music. For more information, visit soundcloud.com/rollingstonedpodcast. Don't forget to wipe. This has been a Revolver Audio production. Executive producer Brad LeBaron. For more podcasts, visit soundcloud.com/revolveraudio. Or to support new content, visit ko-fi.com/revolveraudio. Revolver.